The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Chill Out Cryo Spa.
Good morning. Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. If you have any questions of our guest today, I'm your host, PJ. In the studio with me is Sonia Duckett from Trinity Wellness of Pensacola. Also, Joanna from Pace Wellness Center. Welcome both to the show.
Hi, everybody. How's it going?
Going good. How are you doing?
Good, good. We had so much fun the last time we were here about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
We wanted to come back and talk some more.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about the business.
Okay, so Trinity Wellness Med Spa. We're formerly known as Chill Out Cryo Spa. We started out mostly focused on cryotherapy. We've expanded that. So Trinity Wellness Med Spa has just moved this week to a new location. So this Friday, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., you're going to want to come out and see us because we have a whole bunch of wonderful things going on. We're giving away some free packages, and we're inviting people to come and sit in our salt cave, which is absolutely amazing for your lungs and stuff. So I want to throw out that address real quick. Mm-hmm. That address, the new address for Trinity Wellness Med Spa, is 4301 Spanish Trail. And we're super excited. It is inside of what used to be Wellness. So we're super excited to be there in that space. And focused, as always, on women health and their concerns, menopause. That's why we've asked Joanna here from Pace Wellness Center, which we have a room in now, a new spa room. So we just wanted to come back and just get a little bit more focused and talk about women's health, menopause, those kinds of things, and how we can, as a society, change the way we handle some of the things that get thrown at us. We are just so quick to take a pill. We are so quick to go to a doctor and get cut on and different things like that. And having survived cancer 3 different times in my life, I have learned that you really need to try an holistic approach if you can. So I have just really been overwhelmed with a lot of people calling and talking about menopause, about the medications, the hormones that they prescribe. And for people like me who have had cancer, it's not really an option for me to do those synthetic hormones. But I went to an appointment and was never even asked about any type of cancer or anything like that. And I was about to get prescribed those kinds of things. So we're not here to bash medical industry. They do what they do and they're amazing. But I think that God is calling us to use this planet, use the things that this planet can provide for us. And so that's why I brought Joanna here, because she knows so many things that we can do natural for menopause, for lung disorders, anything you could think of. God gave us everything we need on this planet to take care of ourselves. We don't have to be taking things that aren't natural and have all these side effects. So if we could focus on menopause, I know that we talked about that the last time, but if we could focus on that, because every single woman in this world will have to experience mm-hmm. some type of menopause symptom. So we definitely want to address that. So I'm currently like sweating it up. Like I sweat, I think about sweat and I start sweating. That wasn't something that I, was experiencing the first 10 years of my menopause, but now it's everything. Emotions, gained weight, all of those things. So, Miss Joanna, I know I'm coming Thursday, and I'm going to get me a beautiful care package for my menopause symptoms and my lung issues. Can you tell us just a little bit more in description and take it over, girl?
Hello, everybody. I'm Joanna from Pace Wellness Center. So I've owned Pace Wellness Center for 3 years. It's actually been there for over 20 years. In the heart of Pace, right across from Walmart, right there next door to UPS. We've got some good neighbors there. We've got Smoothie King, and UPS. And
I love just Smoothie King.
Right there in the heart of Pace. So we love our loyal community. There, we've just got some great customers and clients that it's just such a great little
20 years
community.
Is a long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it's a long time. It's a long time. There's been 3 owners total, including me. Mm-hmm. And I just want to see it thrive and, remain there and do what it does. And so the store offers lots of loose herbs and supplements. And we have 2 holistic practitioners that see clients. They are so knowledgeable about herbs. I have not actually been formally through an herbal school. I've owned the business for 3 years, but my background is I was in the medical field for 14 years. And
what exactly did you do in the medical field?
So I gave EKGs. I did shots. I, you know, I
all this stuff.
I did, you know, I was a medical assistant, and then I did medical billing for 4 years. So I just everything in a doctor's office that you can think of. You know, I worked with different doctors. But I did that for years. And I just love people, though. And so I'm really okay in any role I have where I can interact with people and, you know, actually be an influence for Jesus in any way.
Amen to that, girl.
In any way, in any possible way. So my heart, my goal for, you know, taking over any business was to lift him up and to make him the focus, because he's truly the healer of everything that, you know, any condition we have, eventually we'll be healed by him, at least in eternity. He's the true healer. He's the savior. So I just want to always lift him up in every possible way. So, but herbs are something that God created. And so I'm not anti-doctor. Obviously, I was in the medical field for a long time. Actually, you know, experienced a condition where I needed medical intervention, and there was really no other possible way to fix what was going on. I had a large pancreatic cyst, dealt with pancreatitis attacks for like 4 years and had to have a surgery, you know, didn't have it removed, but had it drained and everything at Shands Hospital. Like, that was a huge impact on my life. So I'm thankful for doctors. I'm thankful for surgeons. I'm
Me
thankful
too.
For people who know what they're doing, for that type of intervention when that's needed. But an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, right?
exactly.
I think I said that quote right. So if I had known some of the things I know now, you know, years ago, mm-hmm. I would have done things differently to prevent what had occurred, I'm sure. So if we can help you in any way to do that, we want to. So going back to menopause and things
I've had so many women tell me that their biggest regret is that they started hormonal therapy without really being told what that means and what that could entail. Because hormonal therapy for someone like me who's had cancer, I like just doing hormonal therapy is a big risk for me
yes.
to get cancer again.
Yes.
And so the biggest thing is, like, we don't just have to go and take a pill or go to the doctor and do different things like that. You have
yes.
alternatives.
Yes.
And they may take a little bit longer, and it may be a little bit more effort because you got to, you know, go
right.
on questions. But
it's really a whole approach. So there's herbs, there's vitamins, and there's lifestyle changes. Really everything all together. You kind of have, that's really holistic. Is
yep.
That's what holistic really means, is like a, you know, a whole approach to your body as a whole system instead of, you know, individual systems. You know, our current medical system has specialists for, you know, say,
everything,
like the endocrine system,
yep.
The endocrinologist, mm-hmm. or the gastroenterologist for your GI symptoms and stuff like that. So, like, instead of separating that, and you know, it's just more of a whole approach to your body as a whole. So anyway, going back to symptoms and managing symptoms with menopause, first of all, you have to be committed to try it for an extended period of time. You have to be consistent.
Yep.
So herbs, supplements, lifestyle changes, things like that. It's a whole approach. You have to commit to doing it. And I'm talking to myself here, too, just saying. You have to, you know.
Yeah. What are some of the herbs that are related to helping menopause symptoms, like lack of sleep, hot flashes, mood swings?
So, okay. Number one for hot flashes would be black cohosh. Number one, hands down. Rhodiola is helpful too. Also, chaste tree.
Okay.
There's two names for chaste tree. Vitex berries is another name.
And do you have these supplements?
Yes. Okay. I have these as, you know, loose herbs, and either in a tincture form, like a liquid,
mm-hmm.
or capsules. So those, and then, let's see, as far as sleep, Passion flower is a really good herb for just kind of calming down mental chatter, just anxiety. It's a really good herb. Doesn't like give you a knock me out type of effect. It's more of a, just a calming herb. It just calms your nervous system. Skullcap is a stronger one. Calms your nervous system.
Are there any side effects to any of these like Chinese herbs
and
different types of things?
Not really, but I have a great resource at the store where, you know, I'll look up the herb with you. I'll show you what it says. If there's any warnings, I'll go over those with you. Occasionally an herb will say, you know, not intended for long-term use.
Okay.
Or like oregano. You know, that's obviously not for menopause, but that's more so for, you know, major infections.
A whole bunch of other stuff. Oregano is great.
Yeah. Like that's not for long-term use. It's for short-term use. But a lot of these herbs I'm talking about, there's not really warnings about them. If you consume an herb in excessive quantities, there can be risks of vomiting or diarrhea or something like that. But it's really hard to overdose on these in the form that you're taking them in. When you're just using in a tea or something, we do a lot of custom tea blends for our clients. And so it's, you know, you come into the store and I'll help you out.
That's beautiful. And, we're coming up on flu season too. So there's be all kind of stuff happening then.
Yes.
Sonia Duckett from Trinity Wellness Pensacola, our guest, as well as Joanna from Pace Wellness Center. If you have any questions today, 850-437-1620. So for some of these herbs that you're talking about, how long does it take for people to feel the effects?
So every person is so different. I hate to just blanketly say that. I wish it were something where I could say, oh, within 48 hours, you're going to be like, wow. You just don't know. You have to just try it.
But if you're consistent within for like 30 days, you should definitely be feeling, you know.
I would commit to doing like an herbal regimen for at least 30 days.
Yep.
And then, I mean, some herbs, like, for example, one that I mentioned earlier, chaste tree, which supports healthy progesterone levels and thereby obviously helps to balance other hormones as well. But it's actually a really good herb for overall hormonal balance in general.
Beautiful. So you don't have to be in menopause in that one.
Not at all. But it's very helpful for menopause. But anyway, for that one, it does require a good 3 months of consistent use to see effects for that one. So it just, first of all, it depends on the herb and what you're using it for.
Also, probably other factors would be your diet and different things, your lifestyle as well. Yeah. Like if you're committed to this and you're drinking a lot of water, which when you're taking herbs, you need to be drinking a lot of water for that lymphatic system flush. But just like any pills, you know, that the doctor gives you, they don't just automatically work either. So like the emotional ones, like 30 to 45 days, definitely say that you want to give this a good try and
please
stick with it.
Be patient. And I mean, love yourself enough to do that because, I mean, you're trying to give yourself the best you can. And I mean, even if you try herbs and your lifestyle is really stressful and your diet's all out of whack, I mean, the herbs may not be doing much because, you know, maybe your diet's crazy. And,
right.
And seeing one
it's
of our
whole picture here.
Yes. Seeing one of our holistic practitioners can be helpful for just the basics. If you're not even at the point where you're just doing the basics for your health, like getting up and eating a healthy breakfast with,
it's so important,
you know,
especially for those of you trying to lose weight, you have to eat during the day. You have to put calories in to be burned. If not, your body's going to hold on to all kinds of things. So body's a tricky thing.
And I'm talking to myself too, because, okay, so I saw one of our holistic practitioners myself. Okay. Her name's Hannah. Such a sweetheart. She's so good at what she does. I saw her and she was like, Joanna, you have got to eat breakfast. Real food, not just a protein bar, not a shake, nothing like that. Just eat real food for breakfast. And throughout the day, she's like, you're damaging your hormones so much just by going hours without eating.
Yes. Yes.
More than any other factor. So you've just the basics of life, like take care of yourself and eat. I'm talking to myself, y'all. Like, I mean, I need to eat throughout the day, like regularly, you know?
Do you two eat? So. Do you two eat like you should during the day?
Probably not.
Sometimes I'll go like the whole day at 5 o'clock. Yes. I'm like, I did it again.
And I did it the other day. Like, okay, so I had breakfast. Yay, score. But did I have lunch? No. I ate a protein bar at like 4 p.m. And then I went to my church small group and chowed down on some kind of dinner there that they had. I was like, y'all, I'm starving. I didn't eat all day till that protein bar at 4. And I'm just like,
it's our lifestyle. You know, and it's just, we have to do it. We have to become important.
Set a timer.
Yeah. You have to become important enough in your own life. And we are talking to ourselves on this one. But we're just so excited to be able to team up together, Trinity Wellness and Pace Wellness Center, and just be a place where you can go into Joanne Starr and Pace, or you can come into the new location of Trinity Wellness. 4301 Spanish Trail. You can come in and just talk to people. You don't have to buy something that day. You just want to come in. You want some support. We love to pray with our clients.
Yes,
we love to get to know you. So both of these locations are a location that you can go and sit, have some tea, relax, talk to somebody who cares, and get some prayer. We're just so excited to just be able to love on women and men. We love men too.
Well, I was going to say, as the only guy in the studio here, what can the man do to support his spouse who might be going through menopause?
I'll jump in that real quick.
Go right
First
ahead.
Thing is, I suggest men read a little bit about it. My husband had no idea what I was going through. And one day we were getting a little bit of an argument, and I just sent him a link to read about menopause. And then he texted me back an hour after that and said, okay, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. He had no idea that I was having trouble sleeping to the degree that I was. He had no idea that because of the lack of sleep, I'm having trouble like with my emotions and outbursts. I'm getting like feelings that I never felt before. And just FYI, sweating all day long for no apparent reason, it is a bother. It is a bother,
sure,
and
it
makes you not very happy. So education is really good for the men, just making sure that you know what your wife is going through or your partner is going through, and just being supportive of that, especially of the mood swings.
Yes.
Well, and communication is key in that, too.
Communication is key anytime you're dealing with a relationship. Mm-hmm. And do you have any other suggestions for the men?
I would just say, you know, if your wife is well, then your home is going to be well, and it's worth the maybe extra investment of the right herbs and supplements and care, holistic care that you might need during that time. It's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So say you spend a few extra dollars on, you know, an herbal regimen treatment. But the effects are long-lasting.
Long-term.
I mean, what if
long-term
you could,
investment.
By doing that, avoid, you know, a lot of serious things down the road? So, like you were saying, like hormone replacement therapy is not for everybody.
Nope.
And so in the medical field, a lot of times, you know, it's just one size fits all. And it's not like that. We don't all have the same body. And we're all so different. We need to, you know, use these things that God provided. He provided herbs. He made them. So there's a lot of wisdom in using them. There's a lot of research behind them. You think, you know, there's no studies on black cohosh. Yes, there are. There are studies. There are studies on how much we need magnesium and all the
big
things that the role that magnesium plays in our body is huge. So, just the research is out there. It's not like this is a bunch of anecdotal evidence or, you know, just baloney. It's not at all. There's a lot of truth to it, and actual studies backing up what we're saying, too.
Beautiful. So. Is there anything happening at Pace Wellness Center in November? Anything special?
So we are going to do one event in November, hopefully another one. So I won't speak to that other one that's up in the air. But we are going to have one event on November 16th. It's just going to be on Food is Medicine.
Okay.
And Dr. Marie John, she is a board certified pediatrician, and she has practiced for years. She was in the military as a commander. She has a long history of quite an
love
impressive
our
resume. Yeah, she's just a wonderful lady. You would love her to death. but she's going to be just speaking. She wants to do an event, so we're going to do an event November 16th. Oh my goodness, I'm trying to think of the time. It seems we'll be like able to we find decided on 1 o'clock. Yes. Okay. I think it's at 1 o'clock on November 16th. It's a Saturday. So it's just going to be donation only.
Okay. And
everyone can come and listen in, have like a Q&A with Dr. John. She's very knowledgeable, wealth of information. A lovely lady, hilarious. you'll be glad you came. So
beautiful. And then again, we have this Friday, November 1st, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Trinity Wellness Med Spa has moved from 9th Avenue to 4301 Spanish Trail. And we are super excited. We're going to be giving away packages that day, giving away lots of hugs, prayers. Come sit in the salt cave, find out what a salt cave is. We have a studio now. We're going to be offering fitness classes. I'm always focused on body contouring, body sculpting, doing the cryotherapy, pain release. We have that new all-natural hair regrowth system. I started my husband on it about 3 months ago, and he has natural balls, so he's balding. It's hereditary. Mm. 3 large spots. Guess what? We
Coming
have
back.
Peach fuzz. So exciting. I touch his head all the time. I'm like, ooh, let me feel it. So natural hair regrowth. We have all kinds of things at Trinity Wellness. So just come by and see us this Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And we're just so excited to be there. Joanna, are you going to come and see us during Friday?
Yes, I absolutely am.
Awesome.
I can't wait.
Do you know having a time where you might be there in case someone in Pensacola wants to ask some questions about herbs and stuff?
I planned on being there in the morning.
Okay, perfect.
So, definitely
so everybody,
in
come
the
by. We're so excited. You're gonna love our new space. It's like 10 times bigger than what we had, and the energy is just amazing. And Priscilla, the owner, she is just absolutely incredible and supports women health and everything. So we're just super excited.
You mentioned you had a fitness space. What activities are gonna
So upstairs we have a pole studio. So pole studios, we do core strengthening. We have Kiki who's going to be doing pole classes. I tried to get on one of those poles. Let me tell you, you got to have a lot of core strength just to even get on one of those poles. Oh, wow. I will personally
yes, I
be
did
teaching
that one time.
it's quite exciting. But I will be teaching a class called Move. Move is designed to just work those joints and stuff for women over 40, keep us fit. It's a low impact as far as like your body and stuff, but it's absolutely a full impact for your muscles and development. I'm sure yoga is going to be taught up there. We also have private rental space. It's your party. You can cryo if you want to. Bridal parties, birthday parties. We have an entire space where you can have all kinds of friends there. So we're super excited about the future. Check out the website, TrinityWellnessMedSpa.com, Facebook page, Instagram. We are all over social media right now. Come see us. We love you guys. And as always, we just want everyone to know we're praying. God is with us. We are not alone. And I know we all have a lot of things going on and the election and all kinds of things. God will prevail. The truth will prevail. And love will prevail. We love you all so much. This is not a business. This is what we do. We love it because we love you.
All right. Thank you so much for being here today.